The four judgment chariots, the eighth vision. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot black horses, and in the third chariot white horses, and in the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses. Zechariah 6 verses 1 through 3. This is the eighth and the last vision that Zechariah beholds upon the scene on that memorable night. He is directed again, no doubt, by the interpreting angel, to lift up his eyes. As he complies, he sees four chariots come forth from between two mountains of brass. The first was drawn by red horses, the second by black, the third by white, and the fourth variously colored horses, to which also is applied the adjective strong, as the word bay may be translated. This vision connects with the two preceding ones and signifies judgment, even as the former also suggested, and as may be readily seen. In the Hebrew, the two mountains have the definite article expressed, which indicates that they are well known and are closely associated, as we may infer by Zechariah 6:5, with the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. These are no doubt Mount Moriah and Mount Olivet, and refer figuratively to the first and second coming of Christ. They are designated as mountains of brass, which emphatically proclaim judgment. Mount Moriah declared the judgment which fell upon Christ at his first coming. Mount Olivet just as surely declares the judgment which will fall upon all the wicked world at his second coming. We are struck with the similarity of this last vision with the first one, contained in Zechariah 1. There we see the host of heavenly visitors upon red, speckled, and white horses, walking to and fro upon the earth. We learned that the vision betokened judgment upon the nations who are at ease, for the Lord had returned with mercy to his earthly people and was jealous for Jerusalem and was ready to bless and prosper Israel. The church is here viewed as an army joined to Christ the head as captain and waiting the moment to take vengeance on all that are against God and his people. And the angel answered and said unto me, "These are the four spirits of the heavens which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth." Zechariah 6 verse 5. In this last vision, the waiting is over. There shall no longer be any delay. The host of heaven are now seen as God's chariots of judgment. They are viewed as sweeping on in fiery indignation like a hurricane. It is as though the night had almost gone and the morning was coming on apace. The riders in Vision 1 halted in the valley, but there is no halting now. The chariots are rushing on to execute the terrible work to which they are called. They are personified as the four spirits or winds of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth, swift and unerring as the wind to do the bidding of Jehovah. In this connection, let us look at Daniel 7, verses 1 through 3. In this connection, let us look at Daniel 7, verses 1 through 3. We there see the four winds of heaven striving upon the great sea. This mighty energizing of these winds caused four beasts to arise out of the depths, which we know symbolize the four great Gentile world powers. John, in his great vision, shows up these same four world powers coming up out of the sea, but as confederated into one mighty empire, Revelation 13. But the four winds of Zechariah do not refer to these. They are rather opposed to them. They are to break up these empires and put down all that for which they stand. They figure good powers, heavenly forces, which will be designedly and sovereignly in the will of God at this time and place. We are reminded of the cherubim by the number four. We see them in Ezekiel's prophecy associated with the throne of heaven. They are rolling their judgment chariots along in the perfect will of God. And they went every one straight forward whither the Spirit was to go. They went, and they turned not when they went. Ezekiel 1 verse 12. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will have ready a standard against him. In Revelation 6, where Christ is viewed as taking by force his kingdom to himself, We have the same horses visioned and the same army in Revelation 19. In Revelation, the horses are sent forth, but not in the same order named in Zechariah. Furthermore, as proof that we are correct in our interpretation here, the living creatures, or cherubim, call them into action in connection with the Lamb as he opens the seals. The judge and the judges are viewed together on the judicial throne. God is demanding the surrender of the world to his Christ by pouring out his fiery indignation upon the rebellious, usurping nations. The time of his wrath is come. The stone is seen falling from heaven and smiting the image of Daniel 2 upon its feet. The whole system of Gentile rule will thus be put out of commission. The chariots are simply representative of the mighty army of the Lord, the swift-moving agencies, which will bring all the dynasties of earth to ruin in short order. Things will come to pass in quick time after they get started. This vision especially falls in the end of the 7 years when heaven is seen opening and the great army of the Lord is visioned coming down with the captain and leader in command to judge the earth and to make war. He is clothed in a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Revelation 19, verses 13 through 15.